95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It is Friday!
It is Friday, yes.
Hell yeah.
That is true.
4 whole days of playing music. I'm exhausted.
You must be. We had Monday off.
Yeah, I know. And a week before that as well, pretty
much. Let's just start not showing up on Mondays.
I just told the boss we need one-day work weeks from now on.
Oh, okay. You're thinking a whole different way.
Yeah. Dude's totally on board, by the way. He's like, yeah, that sounds good.
Sure, that's great. We were just talking about Dr. Feelgood and how there are some songs that you can hear a billion times and you're not tired.
And you
of
still
them.
Got a crank. Like anytime I hear that song, if I'm out in the world, even not working or whatever, I still crank it.
Yeah. And what's the difference between that and the other songs that we've heard a billion times and we're tired of?
I can't stand. Even if you liked them initially.
Yes, you like them initially. You hear them too much.
Dude,
you end up hating them.
Since it was new in the
80s. What's the secret to that song?
I can play Led Zeppelin songs I heard when I was a kid. I still love it. There's a few that I could do without.
Sure.
Or name any bands.
Sure.
But, you know.
But what's the difference between getting tired of it and not?
Something in your brain, I guess. It just like it does. I don't know.
That's bizarre.
It is. It's a weird thing.
Coming up on today's show.
Wait, I'm sorry. One thing I was going to say about this.
Yes,
now that I think about it, it's sort of weird. I started listening to a brand new song today, and the first thought I had was, I don't feel like learning a new pattern. Because when you get in down to it, music is math. It's like patterns you're learning.
Okay.
And I just, my brain was like, no, I can't take any more today, man. Just go to something old.
You can't take any more new?
I didn't want to look to just this moment in time. Like when I was driving into work today, my brain was like, nope. Go listen to something older. I can't listen.
You just didn't have it in you.
Yeah, I'd never thought the words.
It's that 4-day work week that's killing you.
I just thought the words, I can't learn a new pattern. And I thought, ooh, that's a weird thing to say, brain. But it makes sense.
All right, Elon Musk, take it easy. The weirdest wedding ever.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the headline or the story, but a bride died.
Oh, that's fun. Merry
at
Christmas.
The ceremony.
To you. Wow. Well, this is fun. Happy Friday, everybody.
And then what happened next is unbelievable.
Very weird. Okay.
And we'll tell you coming up.
Cool.
The Linda Lindas, our new favorite band.
Yes. We're and Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Still supporting new music. Good for him.
Got some highlights of that coming up. There was a Russian tennis player that was arrested for cheating. She literally threw a match.
Really?
On purpose.
Oh, threw a match.
Yes.
I was going to say,
she lost on purpose.
Oh, all right.
Crazy.
You know, you just better be losing this match. I need to go down in the third.
It's just tennis.
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I missing?
Just tennis.
And it's our All Request Fest.
Yes!
From 5 to 7 on Fridays. We
RT.
Love that. We basically only take requests and we play whatever you want to hear.
It doesn't matter what it is. If we got it, we can find it. We'll play it.
And our 1 second of nonstop raw.
This is crazy right here.
It's $7,500.
I'm sorry, say that again.
$7,500. $500.
For 1 second of nonstop rock?
Yes.
$7,000.
Is, if I'm not mistaken, the highest ever.
Yeah. No, it's tied.
Tied.
Yeah, this is a tie.
Okay.
Crazy.
$7,500. Coming up before 4 o'clock.
On 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $7,500.
That's insanity.
Just before 4.
All you got to do is do the impossible and identify 1 second of noise for $7,500.
It's really more noise than it is music, this particular clip.
Although there have been really hard ones that are similar in build, and people have won the money. So
that is true.
Someone will.
We talked about this late yesterday, but I wanted to bring it up again. A woman recovered her wallet she lost 46 years ago. Can you imagine?
46 years ago.
Have you lost your wallet?
Never lost my wallet, but I did
get my wallet probably a dozen times.
Really?
Yes.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Even as a kid, I never lost my wallet. I don't know why.
Well, don't show off.
I mean, I'm wonderful. I got a letter, though, you know, thinking of this, because you mentioned this yesterday, from a friend of mine, like maybe 3 years after she had mailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I was living in Alaska, and I lived in a bunch of different places. And they sent it to each place I went
to. They kept forwarding
it? And it was
like, was it worth it?
No, not at all. It was just like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? But it was like, I guess it fell behind a counter, someone had said. They put it in an envelope and said,
this
was, and 3 years later, it showed up.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Yeah, so
46
years.
Yes. She had to, of course, bail.
Yeah.
On her wallet.
Probably
get new
even
credit cards, new driver's license, sort of everything.
Well, this is kind of from the 70s, right?
It was 46 years ago. So I'm saying probably 3 or 4 years after that.
Right.
No, not even.
Yeah.
The same year, probably,
yeah,
she had to replace that stuff.
Yeah.
So they were remodeling California's historic Majestic Ventura Theater. And it was in a crawl space, and the guy was crawling around, and he found it amongst old candy bar wrappers and ticket stubs and soda cans.
And spilled beer, and yeah.
He told the Ventura County Star that he went on social media to try and locate the owner.
Wow.
Based off of the clues in the wallet, which included old photos.
Right.
A Grateful Dead concert ticket from 1973.
Oh, my God. That's worth some money now. That's
and awesome. A California driver's license for Colleen Diston.
Right on, that, Colleen.
That expired in 1976.
Oh, wow. Ma'am, do you know your license expired in 1976?
Isn't that crazy?
That is bananas.
So they were doing some maintenance. They found her wallet. They didn't know how to find her, so they went on social media. They shared it on their Facebook page, and there were over 1,000 shares on Facebook.
Nice.
And finally, somebody who knew her said, hey, your wallet
is being talked about on social.
And she probably said, what are you talking about? Yeah, I have my wallet. Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
The one 46 years ago that she lost.
Oh, man. That's bizarre.
So she said it was like opening up a time capsule.
Sure.
When she got it.
I would love to get a hold of some old stupid wallet of mine.
Wouldn't that be great?
40 years ago.
With
yeah.
your stupid face yeah. picture and your ID, your
yeah,
license.
Exactly. And whatever else I carried around with me at some point.
And we all look terrible every time anytime you look back
yeah.
at any photos, you look terrible.
Yeah. Well,
which means.
Sometimes a little better.
5 years from now, we're going to look at these pictures. We're going to go, what were we thinking?
I think it's the other way around for me. I don't know. Getting worse and worse by the day.
She says this. It says a lot about our society that people are looking for a human story and something that feels good. People need to see the gratitude. I think there's so much negative stuff, and I think this is what touched people.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I think that's true.
Yeah, because, man, yeah, like you say, man, it's like a time capsule.
46 years ago.
I wouldn't have anything as cool as a Grateful Dead ticket in my wallet, right. sadly, but that's awesome.
And there would be no cash.
Nope.
After that amount of time. $7,500.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Coming up in about 10 minutes. Keep listening. Yep. We'll tell you when to call. We'll play you the clip. You identify the song. You'll win $7,500 to kick off your weekend.
That is insane.
I'm going to tell you that this story isn't possible.
Okay.
And yet I've done some research and it seems to be the truth.
Truth is stranger than fiction. So
several different sites has this story. Mm-hmm. There was a woman named Sarabi who was expected to marry Mangesh Kumar.
Okay.
In India on Thursday night.
This past Thursday night?
Yes.
Okay.
When the ceremony rituals began, which makes it sound like it's a multi-day thing?
Sure.
I don't know for sure.
Well, you know, sometimes families have large parties that go on for a long
time. Right, and I think that's
the
culture in India.
Mm-hmm.
When the ceremony rituals began, the bride and groom were exchanging garlands as part of the ceremony.
Okay.
And she said, I'm not feeling well.
Okay.
And she fell over and had a massive heart attack and died.
Oh, man. Well, that's cheerful. Thank you for sharing that story.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Good night, everybody.
You're not going to believe what happened.
Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
A doctor was called. She was pronounced dead after suffering a heart attack.
Wow.
The guy is still standing there.
Sure. In shock.
And he says to the parents who just lost their daughter.
Oh, no.
Hey, what if I was to marry her younger sister?
What? Are you serious?
Yes. That's why I say it's...
Well, no, that makes me start to think maybe
to
he
imagine.
Had something to do with it. Although that's pretty crazy right at that moment. But talk about leaving her at the altar. I mean, holy cow.
There's nothing that says anything about being poisoned or anything. But
wow,
so
dude.
He asked the parents of the woman who...
I hope they
died.
Had a word with him.
With her body in the next room.
Oh, my God.
They agreed.
Ah, that one will do. What about that one?
Yes.
How much is that one?
Yes.
What about that? Oh, man.
Her brother commented, it was a bizarre situation at the wedding of my younger sister took place while the dead body of my other sister was lying in another room.
Wait, they went ahead and did get married?
Yes!
No!
That's what I said!
Get out of here! Didn't register!
The parents said yes.
No!
And not only yes, but right away.
Now.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
How is it possible?
I mean, this sounds like something that could have happened from the 1600s all the way back through history.
Maybe.
But not in 2021?
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is I did check several websites, and they all seem to have the same story.
Wow.
So the uncle says, "We've never witnessed such mixed emotions. The grief over her death and the happiness of the wedding has yet to sink in."
What happiness? The guy's a jerk, man.
Imagine the younger sister.
Yeah.
She's just showing up to be in her sister's wedding.
She's like, "Do I have to go?
Hey, what about you?" Yes. What do you mean, Dad? What?
Get up there.
Did you say yes?
Don't you embarrass me.
That's insane.
You take his hand in lawful marriage. There's something about that that just smacks of the 80s so much to me.
Yeah.
It just sounds like
way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. 80s sound. Corey Taylor there. That is Samantha's Gone.
Let's give away some money.
Yes.
$7,500.
Damn.
For our 1 second of nonstop rock. So we're going to play it for you in about 30 seconds.
Yep.
Then you be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will start your weekend off $7,500 richer.
And here is said clip. What do you think that is? I don't think it's ever going to not be funny.
Because it's
weird. It's a weird noise.
It's a ridiculous choice, and we're sorry, but...
Yeah, and I got to tell you, when you finally hear the solution, and you will, you're going to be like, oh, I get it.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS. Make us play the solution at you. Get it.
It's Kevin and Slago's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $7,500, KLOS, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, you're caller 13.
Oh my God, no way.
I did not expect that amount of energy from you.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure I got this.
Is that right?
Oh man, I hope so. That would be awesome.
Man, I hope so. I tried to call yesterday, but I have a feeling, man, I'm pumped about it.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is, if you had called yesterday, it would have been worth less.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly, and I wanted to hold out a little bit more.
Nicely played. All right, so we're going to play it for you again, and then you identify it, and you'll win $7,500.
Oh, I hope I'm right, man.
All right, name of the song and the artist. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go. What is it?
AC/DC, For Those About to Rock.
Yeah! Unbelievable.
Dude,
I love that song.
How did you identify that clip though as being that song?
You know what it was? It's what when you said the F and you went, "Fuh," I had a feeling I knew what it was then, right then.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
I knew it was fire at that point.
Right. Exactly.
Right. You're right.
Song.
You're
right. Oh man, I can't believe that.
That's awesome. Here's the solution. Take a listen.
The cannons, man. The cannons.
That's man,
it.
Oh, yep. Man.
Man. I can't believe that. Have a seat with my buddy Christian from Lima Auto Repair.
Good enough. Nice plug in. Good enough.
All right, man. Congratulations. $7,500 is yours.
Oh, my God. You guys were awesome.
$7,500 song. From now on, I think I'll call it that.
That's the name of it now?
Yeah. You know, that means we haven't beaten that. That's twice now.
7,500 is as high as we could get.
So far.
You're right. I thought this one would go higher.
Me too.
But congratulations to him. That's the way to start
well
the weekend.
Well done, Jason. Very cool.
Let's talk about the Linda Lindas.
Oh, my
remember
God.
Remember that band?
Yes.
They're four really teenage, almost teenage girls.
Yeah,
they're like
girls.
Between very 11 young. And 15.
Yep.
And there are four of them, mm-hmm. and they had a song go viral last week or week before,
I don't remember. Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
And they were on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
That is awesome. That's not huge or
which
anything.
I love. Yeah. So Jimmy is interviewing them. They're in the dressing room. They're not out playing yet.
Right.
They're in the dressing room, and he's interviewing them and asking them a few pretty good questions.
That's Mila, Lucia, Eloise, and Bella. I got that correct, ladies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Now, we have two sisters, a cousin, and a friend, correct?
Yeah.
Why are you called the Linda Lindas?
There's a Japanese indie film called Linda, Linda, Linda. And in it, there are high school girls who cover the song Linda, Linda by the Blue Hearts. So we're kind of named after both of those. So
however, none of us are named Linda.
None of your Lindas. You cut off a Linda, and now you got the Linda Lindas. Now tell us about the song you wrote. The song, well, tell us the title of the song.
The song is called Racist Sexist Boy.
Racist Sexist Boy, and this is about a boy you know.
The backstory is that a boy from school told me that his dad told him to stay away from Chinese people, and I told him that I was Chinese, and he backed away from me. And there's also a lot of, like, sexism around boys our age. And so we were really angry, and we decided to write a song about it.
And then how did you find out, after you wrote the song, you shot it, you put it online, how did you find out it had become very popular?
Well, I was in history class, and my phone, like, kept buzzing.
Imagine being in history class. Like, you're trying to pay attention.
Well, yeah.
And your phone's blowing up, and you don't know why.
And my teacher kept looking at me like, what are you doing? And then I opened my Instagram, and it's like my whole feed is of us. And I was just like, whoa. Wow.
Imagine that. That's just crazy.
And, I mean, I hope the teacher was cool with that because, man, well, she's on Kimmel now, dude.
I know. I'm really excited for this because it's an important message,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
And it's also a racist, sexist dad that told him that.
Yep.
But the idea that 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds are doing punk music is great to
me. I love the fact that it's rock that they're into. And there's so many kids, and through this pandemic, that had time at home, that have picked up guitars, listened to old, you know, the classic rock.
Right.
And learned how to get the chops and play that stuff. That, wow.
So this is their punk song.
Right on.
About racist, sexist boys.
Linda Linda's on KLOS. Oh, awesome. Reminds me of two things. Sex Bomb from Scott Pilgrim.
Sure.
Kind of sounds like them. And also a band called The Adolescents. We used to play over there at the other station. And Tony from Adolescents, I hope you heard that. I would imagine he appreciates that very
That's
much.
That's pretty fun.
Great stuff.
I love that.
Very, very cool. And I love that Kimmel had him on.
Yeah, me too.
That's so cool. It's 95.5
KLOS. 95.5
KLOS,
Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It is Friday, man.
It is Friday, which means our All Request Fest is coming up from 5 to 7.
Hell yeah. We don't care what it is. It is a loud party song. You call us, you let us know.
If it's in our system, we'll play it.
Yep.
Russian tennis player was arrested on suspicion of match fixing. You don't see this very often.
Match fixing?
Yes.
She's a player.
Yes.
How do you fix a tennis match?
She lost on purpose.
She threw it.
Is what they're accusing her of. She's denying it, but they're accusing her of
Wow. I was going to say, how do you, I'm like, oh, wait, if you can cheat in tennis, maybe I could actually win a game for a change. Like
no. You can, I don't think you can cheat to win.
Yeah.
But you
right.
can certainly lose.
Cheat to lose.
Right.
Huh.
You don't have to cheat to lose.
Wait,
she
hold
did.
On. And she was arrested?
Yes.
Wow. Russia in Soviet
okay,
Russia.
But here's the weird part about the story is she was arrested on suspicion of match fixing.
Right.
He tried to say this year at the French Open. But the charge was from last year at the French Open.
So
I'm assuming she wasn't in their country at any point in between.
Oh, okay.
So they couldn't really take any action against her, but they're charging her with match fixing.
Wow. Well, how much did she throw it by, do you know?
I don't know any of those details because she's denying it.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of hard to prove.
That would be very hard to prove unless you had emails or...
Yeah.
text or something.
I can't believe they arrested. I mean, I guess it is a professional sport. People, whatever. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's probably people gambling.
Cheating, yeah. Probably. Interesting, yeah.
So the question is, what's the biggest thing you cheated on? Because that seems like a really high-profile cheat.
If
that happened.
Yeah, don't get caught that way.
And I was thinking back through my history, and I did a lot of punk stuff when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I stole some things.
Right. Oh, you like my friend Craig showed up at the door one night with his parents standing behind him going, did you give Craig all this stuff? It was some knives and some lighters. And I'm like, yes.
Did you look at Craig?
Yes,
Craig
I did.
Was like, please, yes. Please help.
Yeah. And that 8 seconds, I'm like, yes.
That's quick thinking.
We'll figure it out later. But yes. So did you steal? What were you
That's
stealing?
That's so then? Much cooler of you. I would go, this is.
I'm like, he owes me now, man. But yeah.
This is sort of. Wow, this is really, it relates. There was a yellow front?
Oh, yeah.
Those stores
They have white fronts in Phoenix. I mean, in L.A.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
okay.
Same stores, but yeah.
And I used a smoke bomb.
Okay.
And a friend of mine walked out of the store, and I rolled it in.
Uh-huh.
And then in all the nightmarish.
You set off a smoke bomb in a.
Yes.
Wow.
And I stole
stuff?
A tennis racket.
A tennis racket.
Yes.
Wow. Well, probably
what are the
$8.95
yes.
back then.
And then I went and played tennis and then took it back and got my money back.
Got your money back.
Look, I'm not proud of it.
You got some money. That's interesting.
So you. I also.
That's not really cheating, though. Sorry, you
asked. Switch seats with my brother. When he got caught speeding,
okay,
my older brother,
uh-huh,
because it would have been problematic for him,
right?
Maybe a second or I don't know, points on his
sure.
record or whatever.
Yeah,
he just said switch seats with me.
And I'm like, okay.
And the police were behind me, so I was like trying to figure out how to.
You really? Weasel.
Yes.
While they're pulling you over.
Yes.
Oh man, that's ballsy.
So I switched seats with my brother and got a ticket for going 105.
105.
It was out in the middle of nowhere, though. Come on. Let's not be that way.
He owed you big time.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Confess your crime, we're calling. No, I'm just kidding. But if you cheated somehow.
Yeah. Especially if you got caught.
Especially if you got caught.
Maybe you got away with it. No, I don't want to go down that line.
No,
I don't. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The biggest thing you cheated on is what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know what? I think this is the anniversary today of that album, Load, and it was the first time one they had done in quite a few years, but I think it was 1996 that album came out today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
We are talking about the biggest things that you cheated on. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. You got caught cheating?
Yes.
Talk to us about it.
The biggest thing that I got caught cheating on, I stole a lawnmower from Sears and went to another Sears to return it.
Oh, so just like Kevin.
You're a bad...
But you didn't set off a smoke bomb, I bet, did
Look,
you?
I was a mastermind.
Oh, no.
Did it
no,
work?
No, I just wheeled it right out of Sears into my truck and I went to another Sears and returned it.
Wow.
Did it work?
Yes. I got like $600 for it.
Wow. Wow.
You make a note. I'm going to need a lawnmower this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about things you cheated on?
Yeah. Before I tell the story, I just want to say, man, I had that AC/DC song. I've been crying. $2,000.
That's got to be so frustrating.
And it's my birthday, man. It's my birthday. I thought I would win.
Oh.
Sorry, man.
Well, it's all the way up to $500 now. Sometime between
this hour.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All the way up. Yeah, so I worked at a movie theater. I was 19, poor college student, you know, that type of
stuff. Yep.
I used to clean the theaters after, and a guy left his wallet in between the seats. And it had $100 cash in it, so I took the cash and dropped the wallet, and then the guy comes back looking for his wallet, and he's like, hey, I had $100 cash in here. And then he took the manager, and he looks at me, and he's like, I don't know where it went. So anyway, I totally snagged his $100.
I would imagine after he left, the manager's like, and you owe me 50, man.
No right? kidding.
I know, right?
Right on. Thanks for calling in. So complete opposite of the other story of someone finding a wallet 47 years later.
That's very true. KLOS, hello. You cheated on something?
And got caught?
No, in 1979, when the Lakers played the Philadelphia 76ers in the final.
Yes.
My friends and I got a fake press pass from Canada.
Oh.
And we snuck into the forum, but they stopped us. But I was thing and the daughter of the team doctor in high school, so I dropped a name and we got in.
Oh.
We're sitting underneath Chick Hearn, and I'm going crazy.
What?
My buddies say, you got to be neutral. Good. So I went down. I got on the floor. I'm taking pictures with my little single-end reflex camera, and the guy comes up with it, and he goes, you, come here. Oh. Kicked me out. I go back upstairs, watch the whole game.
Wait.
I go in to the locker room, and I'm just getting ready to interview Kareem. Well, everybody's standing in line. I'm going to ask him a question. I get this big meat hook hand on my back. He goes, come with me. Two security guys go, escort this guy out of the building.
Oh.
But it was great.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Congratulations to
Jason.
Barry. Jason?
Yes.
Jason
from
Rancho Cucamonga.
There you go.
For getting, for those about to rock by AC/DC, he won $7,500.
That was the contest for quite some time. We even had a long break in there. He said he knew it from when it was $2,000.
Yep.
So a couple of weeks.
But he was trying to get through and failing, which worked in his favor because then he got $7,500.
Yeah, exactly.
So we picked another one.
Yep.
Look, neither of us would win this game.
Nope.
Just it wouldn't happen.
Nope.
So we think we've picked a relatively easy one.
Yeah, because the last one was tough because that little stop. There's these little stops.
The
sometimes.
Stop in the middle of the clip is almost impossible.
Yeah, but
in one
he
second.
Did it.
But he did it.
It is possible.
All right. So we think we've picked one that's relatively easy. It's for $500.
Yeah, we want to get your weekend going. That's
correct.
A nice little bump. $500. Here is the song. If you think you know what it is, be caller 13. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste. Boom. $500. Here you go. This is it.
Easy.
Yeah, we think so.
I hope.
Although hearing it on the air just now seemed a little harder than I thought.
818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, Suzanne.
Suzanne, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Great.
Did you hear the clip a second ago, and do you think you know what it is?
I do.
Okay, good.
Oh, nice. All right.
We're going to play it for you again just to be safe. And then you can give us your guess. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, name of the song and artist of this. What is it?
Uncomfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
What did you say?
Uncomfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Uncomfortably Numb?
I just heard comfortably.
I did too. I think un. I'm okay with that. 7 up. $500.
Sure.
You got it. You win.
That's close enough.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I mean, it's not the name of the song, but it was close enough.
It is. Damn close. Two letters. All right. $500. Congratulations. Nice way to start your weekend, huh?
Drinks on me.
All right. Drinks on her. Are we going to take some calls?
Yeah, hopefully. Sometimes our phones are dead.
Are dead for a second here.
818-955-KLOS. It's the All Request Fest. What do you want to hear? Doesn't matter. We usually play it. We can find it. It's a party song. We'll throw it on. George Clinton.
Wow.
On 95.5 KLOS. That's for a guy named Gary. I was at a party, actually, last weekend. First party I've been to in centuries.
I gotta tell you, nobody pays more attention to requests than Sluggo.
Oh, I do. You ask me even at a party
He's
if I can
like
make it
He's at like a
happen.
Grocery store, and if you give him a request, he'll remember it.
Done deal.
And bring it in and make sure that it gets on.
There you go. Gary was like, hey, you guys play some great music on that All Request Fest, but how about George Clinton, man? What do you think? I'm like, hey.
I saw George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic at Coachella.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
Really?
And George Clinton was sort of tired.
Right.
So he would front the song and then he would go back and sit down and just watch his band jam.
Right.
And then he would get back up and come up.
Was that Coachella? Huh?
Yeah.
So fun. Kind of things.
So fun. All right. It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to hear?
You had one job. You had one job, and that's to call in with a request.
You got to listen to your brain. What does your brain want to hear?
Okay, it's you know, I got so nervous right now.
No worries.
Oh, I love it.
This is pretty strong. Yeah. We're gonna wait all day.
Yeah, we're here all afternoon. We're not going anywhere.
Okay, it's a success by. Geez, I can't believe it.
I love you, sir.
Listen, this
you
happened.
Are my soul brother.
This has happened to me 100,000 times.
Moments with Kevin. All right, one more time.
Okay, one more time. It's I'm sorry, man.
Nah, no worries. Call back when you think of
it. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's how it works. 818-955-KLOS if you can think of anything you want us to play. He's still trying. That's nice. I'm so happy for these guys, Violet Saturn. They've been on KLOS for a while, local band, brother and sister. And they finally got signed, and nice. They just released this today.
Nice. Brand new.
Yep, brand new music. We've been playing for a while. Congratulations to Violet Saturn. Check our socials for more details on that. Very happy for you guys. It's KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station.
Damn
Violet
good.
Saturn. Yeah, right?
Damn good.
Congratulations to them.
It's 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We do our All Request Fest on Fridays. KLOS, hello.
It's Mary Jane.
What'd you say?
Rick James.
Why right. not? We're going down that path. That sounds good to me. Mayhap, who are you?
It's David.
David, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hi, I was thinking, how about Ted Nugent, Stranglehold.
All right. Who are you?
Cool, Margie.
Margie, what are you doing this weekend? What's your big plan for the weekend?
Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate my son's 31st birthday.
Wow!
Captain Kids, Redondo Beach. Woo-hoo!
Nice.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Yes, Ted Nugent by request, because it's our All Request Fest. Take some more requests?
Sure. Yeah, okay. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I need some Dirty Honey, guys.
Yeah.
Dirty Honey.
Man, it is all about KLOS bands today. And that's, I'm
absolutely
all very much down with that. Okay, who are you?
My name's Joe. I'm right down the street from you guys in Burbank.
All right, we got to play some exciting commercial messages. And then right after that, as soon as it's over, we'll throw it on for you. And I guess it's probably not going to be just 2 minutes. Yeah, but a wonderful promise.
Joe, bring us some beer, by the way.
Dirty Honey, by request, live as they sounded in their lockdown during the pandemic. They played the Viper Room, and that was so amazing.
So hard to remember before that happened.
I know, right? Dude had suggested maybe playing something off a new album, but I just love that live
that
performance they gave. See if you can find it on YouTube or out there somewhere. That live performance was amazing.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's our All Request Fest. Do you have a request?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Sluggo. Thank you.
Hey, bro, I appreciate the music, man. It's good stuff. I wanted to make a dedication to all the conduit mechanics in the Palms District from Gusto, Dead on Arrival, Van Halen.
Nice. Right on. And who are you?
My name's Mike, bro.
All right, Mike.
You got a deal, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for all the great music.
Thank you, dude. Thanks, man. Right on. We'll get it on a little while for you.
All right, man. Later. Bye.
Hello, it's the KLOS All Request Fest.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How about some Robin Trower, Day of the Eagle?
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, who are you?
My name is Richard.
Come on, Richard. All right, we'll try and do that for you. Thanks, dude.
Okay, and some DOA by Van Halen.
Come on. You don't get two choices, man.
Well.
I got a whole list.
Well, you know, we got two in a row for DOA Van Halen. What do you say? You want to
Let's do it.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What do you have for us?
You guys dropped, was it Volbeat's, the new song?
Yes,
we played that, yeah.
Yeah, Wait a Minute, My Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be happy to throw on the new Volbeat for you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was great. Who are you?
I'm Dwayne. I'm in Jurupa Valley, just 3 blocks from the Green Chamber?
You're just making up words now.
I think you got some green going
this
there.
This is just Mad Libs.
Oh, no.
All right, Volbeat, man. Here's the new Volbeat, Wait a Minute, My Girl.
I got a request for that. I think when we first started this little show, MC5, Kick Out the Jams, I love that one, and
we only
got around to it now. All right, it takes a while sometimes, but what do you got?
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest.
Fridays from 5 to 7, whatever goes, man.
Call now, and we'll try and get a song on for you.
818-955-KLOS. Oh, and listen to this.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
I got Chris Isaac's Wicked Game.
You're the guy that's been tweeting.
Yes, I am.
You're Tobias.
That's me.
All right, listen, here's the thing about that. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do party songs.
I mean, I love that song.
I do, too.
Hey, call us back on Monday. We can throw it in on Monday.
Sure.
Well, that's a part. I can do something else.
Okay.
All right.
But don't give up on Chris, man. I fought to get that song on the air when it was brand new. Honestly, that's crazy. So I'd be happy to play it.
He abandoned that immediately.
Yeah, he's like, who cares? Chris, who?
Abandoned it completely.
Call us on Monday.
Yeah, we'll throw it on for you then. But what else do you got?
How about today?
What do you...
Crown of Thorns, Chloe Dancer.
All right, Tobias. Yeah, we will definitely try and do that one for you at least, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Hi, KLOS. It's the All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Hey, how are you?
Good. We're good. You good?
It's Uncle Mike from Carson.
Uncle Mike.
Hey, Uncle Mike.
How about Lick It Up?
Kiss.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay.
Let me have a little bit.
Why not? You know, that actually fits what we're doing this weekend. JD's going to be playing Glam and Slam starting at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of Kiss in there, man, from the 80s and stuff. So,
very nice.
Yeah, but I'll do it for you. What's your name again? I'm sorry. Did you say? Sorry.
Uncle Mike.
Oh, Uncle Mike. We talked about it for an hour and a half.
Yes, we did.
All right, dude. Right on. Thanks for calling. Guys.
Thank you.
Wait, who was that again? Well, let's take one more quick call. Right. Hello, KLOS.
What do you want to hear?
Audio Slave, Show Me How to Live.
Nice one.
All right. I like that.
Cool. Who are you?
Tobias.
Wait, I thought you weren't able to get through. You got three requests on the table now. Right on, Tobias. Good luck with that contest on Monday.
We'll talk to you in 30 seconds. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That was from Colin and Tusted. Wanted to hear Prodigy Firestarter.
Nice.
That sounded good.
That was damn good. That wasn't for Tobias? He keeps calling him.
No, we can't keep playing songs for Tobias. Can we get a restraining order?
Yeah. I guess we should take some more calls.
Of course.
Hi, KLOS.
Hey, Tobias.
Tobias. Hey. Is this Tobias?
This is Tobias.
Yeah.
It isn't?
Wait.
No.
Wow, you blew our mind.
Yeah, man.
What can we do for you?
All right, I got a Pet the Kitty's party song.
Yes, please.
Pink by Aerosmith.
All right, who are you? Really?
Victor.
Victor.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That was not for Tobias, though. He probably would like to think
that's over.
Was. Yeah. Well, ish.
We were playing that from YouTube, so we're not paying attention.
I don't know what you're talking about.
818-955-KLOS is our phone number. Every Friday between 5 and 7, every Friday,
yep,
we do our All Request Fest.
Whatever we can find.
If we have it,
yep,
we'll play it.
If we don't, we'll play it off YouTube.
Except for Tobias. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, is Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could play some Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain.
So good. Right?
95.5 KLOS.
That's for Brendan in Thousand Oaks.
Brendan, you
wanted
have
to hear Devorah.
Damn good taste, Devorah.
We have time for one more?
I think we do. We have time for one more request on the All Request Fest.
Sweet. Hi, Kevin and Sluggo. Nice to see you here for talk to you guys.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks very much.
I'd like to hear Rage Against the Machine, Sleep on Fire if you can.
I mean, if we have to.
Kevin is always opposed to playing any.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for calling.
Hey, you know what? I don't have Sleeping Now in a Fire. I don't have it in here.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Boo!
About Bulldog Parade.
Bulldog Parade!
There you go.
Done deal!
Nice. Sweet. I'm just snapping some Kush bowls right here trying to enjoy.
Yeah. Nice. That's the way to go.
Yeah. How about
yeah, we're kind of running running out of time.
He's still thinking. Oh, wait, he called back. He asked for a really good one.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I think we should wander away and go do something else now for a while. What do you think, young Kevin?
That wraps up our All Request Fest, which is so fun every Friday.
I love it. From 5 to 7, if we can find it, we'll play it at you.
It's good times.
Yeah. I'm off to pet the kitty myself.
Enjoy that. Have a great weekend.
And what do you got on YouTube exactly?
Great news with Kevin and Mike.
Nice. Dig that out. And now, my favorite words of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
We were there on this day in rock in 1979 when Fleetwood Mac recorded the USC Trojan Marching Band at Dodger Stadium here in LA for use in that song, Tusk. To thank the landlord of a pub called Oval in Norwich, Iron Maiden played a show on this day in rock in 1992 for just 400 fans as the Nodding Donkeys. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when the USPS began asking old Elvis or young Elvis to put on the eventual commemorative stamp. I'm sure you remember young Elvis won by a landslide.